From 90.7 WMFE News, good morning. I'm Tom Parkinson with this special report on the final landing of Space Shuttle Endeavour. It's 2:33 a.m. Everything is on track for Endeavour's landing at Kennedy Space Center coming up at 2:35, just a few minutes from now. Endeavour is completing the second-to-last mission of the shuttle program and is returning from a 16-day voyage delivering supplies and instruments to the International Space Station. 90.7's Mark Simpson is at Kennedy Space Center. He joins us now live. Good morning. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Tom.
So, Mark, how are things proceeding with the landing, and where is the shuttle right now?
Well, we just heard the sonic booms that indicate Shuttle Endeavour is above the Kennedy Space Center right now, and it is just finishing up its turns to finish up its landing approach to the Space Center. Things looking good. The landing track brought the shuttle in from over the Yucatan Peninsula, over the west coast of Florida, near Fort Myers and to the northwest of Lake Okeechobee, and it's just finishing up those loops. There were some concerns about crosswinds earlier in the weather forecast for Kennedy Space Center, but the air data showing that there are no crosswinds right now, actually a tailwind, as the Space Shuttle Endeavour is getting ready to land down here at the Kennedy Space Center. That would be wrapping up the 25th flight for Endeavour.
So we heard the booms just about a minute and a half ago over Orlando. So the shuttle is over Kennedy Space Center now. What does it do? It loops around a couple of times before actually making the approach?
Yeah, they're making a couple loops around the Kennedy Space Center, kind of in a cloverleaf pattern. Those are designed to help the shuttle lose speed as it is coming in for its landing approach. You've got to remember, when it started coming in through the atmosphere, it was going about Mach 15, and it's going to slow down considerably. The last speed check I heard just a little while ago was going 183 miles an hour, and they're trying to burn off that speed. We can actually see on the heads-up display the shuttle now coming in for its landing. It is approaching the runway, coming down. Things looking good. There's a thermal camera on the shuttle focused in on it. We can hear that the shuttle is coming in quite closely. Let's listen in for mission audio as it comes in for a landing. Shuttle now on the ground.
Main gear touchdown.
Looks like.
Drag chute deployed by Greg Johnson. Forward gear touchdown.
So we see Space Shuttle Endeavour now cruising down the runway.
After a journey of 6.5 million miles, Endeavour landing in darkness, but illuminated by the ingenuity, dedication of every astronaut, scientist, engineer, flight controller, mechanic, and dreamer that helped it fly. The fleet's youngest ship completing its 122 millionth mile after its crew delivered an instrument to the International Space Station that will sift through the cosmic darkness for years to come.
And so, Tom?
So the shuttle is
122 million miles flown during 25 challenging space flights. Your landing ends a vibrant legacy for this amazing vehicle that will long be remembered. Welcome home, Endeavour.
Well, with that, Mark, the shuttle is back on the ground. What's going to happen next with Endeavour?
So right now, Tom, the chafing crews are going to get ready to come out to the space shuttle. They're going to go in there. They're going to take care of some various experiments that the astronauts brought back from the International Space Station, and they're going to start getting it ready for retirement. Remember, Space Shuttle Endeavour is the youngest in the shuttle fleet. It's been flying since 1992, and it was built to replace Space Shuttle Challenger, which was lost during launch in 1986. So eventually, she's going to be headed to delivery for the California Science Center in Los Angeles.
Okay, Mark. Well, before we let you go, there's one final event to update us on, and that's the final rollout of the space shuttle program, Shuttle Atlantis. Where is Atlantis on her trip to the launch pad? What's going on with that?
Yeah, this is a momentous night out at the Kennedy Space Center, especially for NASA, because you had Shuttle Endeavour coming in, as it did right now. And as it flew into the runway, it passed over Space Shuttle Atlantis, which is should be just about wrapping up its crawl down to Launch Pad 39A, probably about an hour left still to go in that slow crawl out to the launch pad, which started at 8 p.m. yesterday night. And that, of course, the final rollout of Atlantis and the final rollout of a shuttle for the shuttle program.
I believe this is the first time that that's happened, that a shuttle has been landing while one is rolling out and they cross paths in that way.
It is a rare occasion. It has happened a couple times before, but it's a rare occasion. And, of course, folks out here are very excited about it. You had United Space Alliance workers and their families coming out to see Atlantis off as you started that crawl out to the launch pad.
All right, Mark, I'll tell you what, we're going to check back with you just after 3 o'clock for an update, and we'll let you go for now.
All right, that sounds great. Thanks, Tom.
All right, thank you. That's 90.7's Mark Simpson reporting live from the Kennedy Space Center. Space Shuttle Endeavour has safely landed for the last time at Kennedy Space Center. The ship will be heading out to Los Angeles for retirement, as Mark just told us. Meanwhile, at this hour, Space Shuttle Atlantis slowly moving out to the launch pad for the final mission of the shuttle program. That mission is scheduled for July 8th, and of course, we'll bring it to you live right here on 90.7. This has been a special report on the landing of Space Shuttle Endeavour. We now return you to the BBC News, already in progress. This is WMFE-FM, Orlando, Melbourne, and Daytona Beach. NPR News, your connection to the world.